Hey, Lime Green Nation, it's your boy, the OG of LG, Kevin. I know it's been a while since we've done one of these, because we haven't had a game in a month, and sorry, I'm a little under the weather. But speaking of not doing something for a while, for the first time, I think, all season, since the preview show, we got a co-host. Jeremy's here today.
A co-host?
Yeah.
Not a co-host.
Are you a guest? You're a guest on the show, then?
I'm a guest now.
Oh, you're okay, so you're just
thinking. I'm a guest. It's been that long.
Okay, apologies. He is a guest on the show. Gosh, wow. You're a third baseman, the superstar, number one in the programs, and number one in your hearts, Jeremy Fall.
Hey, and age.
Yeah, and the oldest guy on the team, so yeah, number one in all those categories. Yeah.
And only black guy, still.
Still the only black guy.
Still the only black guy.
So what's been going on, man? How you been?
Good. How you been?
I'm alive.
That I do see.
Yeah, because Lord knows this season's killing me.
The weather
and the injuries.
Yeah. Injuries? What injuries? Yours or someone
else's? No, everyone's.
Everybody is struggling. Except for me. I'm not struggling.
No.
Jenna has a very good quote on me.
Black don't crack.
There you go, Kevin.
Black don't crack. All right. So we just had our game on Friday against Gold. 11-10 victory, which we'll get to in detail. But let me set the scene for you.
Okay.
All right. Tuesday. I do my who's in, who's out on Facebook. Because it's also a trivia night, so I remind everybody, hey, there's trivia. Uh-huh. Also, who's in, who's out. Uh-huh. But you look at the weather, we had the hurricane coming, and it said, up on Friday, rain every single hour of the day.
It did.
Uh-huh. I even sent you a picture, because you said, how are we looking? And I said,
yeah, I'm about to pull that picture up right now.
Not good.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, we're not playing. And I even told everybody, I was like, look, I'm doing this as a formality, but let's be honest, we're not playing on Tuesday.
That's true.
And that
I didn't want to hear that.
Right. And then you figure, okay, the Ravens are playing Thursday night. People are probably still awake. Maybe I should look at the weather and just talk to people and see how they're feeling about tomorrow. But I look at the weather and it still said rain all day Friday, so I'm not even going to worry about it.
Yep.
I got up at 5:30, 6, something like that, Friday morning. Open my weather app, and there it is. It may rain, it may not, you know, just whatever it wants to do, maybe, possibility.
Possibility.
30% chance here and there. I'm like, are you serious? Because now I got to get up and start texting people to see, hey, are we going to have a team? So we went from, like, not having a game at all, I was almost sure of it, to now I started struggling to find people. And the majority of the girls are all teachers.
That's true.
Yeah. So you can't even talk to them until like 3-4 o'clock.
Yeah.
So, oh my God, it's rough. So then I also had the umpire. I hadn't talked to the umpire in a while. And I checked with him.
Not Tommy.
No, it wasn't Tommy. It was the guy, John, from the green team.
Yeah.
And he had written the wrong date down when I talked to him back in June. Mm-hmm. So even if it was sunny conditions, he would not have been there.
Yeah.
Because he had the wrong date. He had Saturday's date.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Oh, man. So I got to find a team and an umpire and hope that Gold even has a team because we haven't played in a month. Yes. So we want to get back out there and play.
Yeah.
But thankfully, Amanda rallied her troops, got all the girls together that she needed. Brent found a girl. We had enough to play.
They seem to outdoing us this year, the girls, the attendance-wise.
Yeah.
We haven't been short with girls. We've been short with guys.
Yeah, well, everyone's
filling here, filling there.
Everyone's missed something because everyone's been hurt or on vacation.
Yeah. But I haven't heard you this year say, "Hey, we short of girls."
Yeah, it's actually been pretty lucky.
Yeah,
we've had at least the four girls for the most part.
Yeah,
I think Friday was the last time we had someone fill in, like the girl that Brent brought. But even then, we had a fifth girl. In a while, like I can't recall where we've had some random girl playing like we usually do. So you're right.
Who's the young lady that showed up late?
Kristen.
Yeah, she even came late. That's how dedicated she was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually when you're late, you don't show up.
You don't show up. So yeah, she showed up late, but she still showed up.
And she still played.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
good for her.
It all worked out. The rain held off for the most part, and we got a game in, and what a game it was.
Typical September weather. It got dark early.
It did, which I'll get into in a minute because I have my schemes and my plans and all that stuff. Yeah. But, all right, so you know, we show up in that first inning. We're the home team. And you could tell we hadn't played in a month.
Yes. A lot of rust.
A lot of rust. But lucky for us, the way it worked out was their dudes got the hits, but the girls got the outs. So it was like hit, yeah. out, hit, out, yeah. hit, out.
Yeah.
So I think they got two runs there. Sorry, I'm under the weather. Sorry. So they got two runs, and then we came up to bat. We got our big boppers out there.
Yeah.
We get the two runs back. So at least we kept it close. Also, we're recording in Lime Green Studios today. There's a little kid yelling out there.
Yeah. We okay? Yeah. We all right?
Normally, I've been doing these in a soundproof room, but
yeah.
Now we're out because we're doing it together. Sorry. Anyway.
Yeah.
So we get the two runs back.
Yeah, we did.
And then it was just kind of close all game long.
Very quiet game.
It was quiet.
It was so quiet you can actually hear the ball hit off the bat.
Yeah.
That's how quiet it was.
No one was making any noise, yeah. like for the other team, like
no
cheering.
Music, no cheering, no come on, let's get started. No, nothing. It was just quiet.
Yeah.
It's like a who's playing in the graveyard.
You know what? I think some of that has to do with like the umpire, because the umpire was this guy named Jim, who just volunteers to umpire around the league, whatever.
Yeah.
But he's not like a Tommy who knows everybody and is talking trash with everybody, yes. and stuff like that. So I think it starts there, and then it wasn't that quiet.
Because
Brent was busy running his mouth the entire game.
Well, let's go back to what we said at the beginning. It was quiet. Even with Brent, it was quiet.
Well, it was so quiet that Brent could run his mouth and everybody could hear him. Yeah.
That's an echo.
So basically,
yeah.
we just kept it close all game. Third base was out there killing it on our team.
Who's that? Who was that guy?
Who is that masked man?
Who was that masked man? Who was that black masked man?
Yeah, you had a pretty good game.
We're back. You're black. Remember that one?
Yes. Yes. I saw you had a nice scoop. Okay, hey.
Yeah.
I meant to ask you.
Yeah.
There was one play. Did you catch that ball or did you trap
caught
that?
It.
You caught it.
Yep. Didn't say nothing. But you know what I'm going to say nothing.
But you still threw it to first base.
Yep.
Because, see, yeah, from my vantage point, you caught it.
I did.
But because you threw it over there, I thought that maybe you trapped it.
Because the umpire didn't say out.
He didn't.
And I didn't want no more controversy. I didn't want controversy.
Right.
Yeah, I caught it.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it looked like a catch. I haven't got that far in the video yet. I'm only halfway through the video.
And it was pretty up close, so the camera would have picked it up.
Again, sorry. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm glad that you're here.
I didn't want to ask it. Like, I caught the ball. I mean, you know, right. I didn't want to do it. And then not throw it over.
Yeah.
And the person would have been safe. It's not like you rewind footage back like Major Leagues and say, okay, yeah, he did catch it.
Yeah.
So I just went on with the flow.
And made sure that, that was good. Yeah. Good job by you.
You know, and I wasn't going to bring that up.
Right.
It's nobody else talked about it, so why would I, right?
Yeah.
Like, I really caught the ball. And it was out.
To me, yeah, your glove was definitely on the ground, and the ball went in. So.
Yeah, I caught the ball. Okay. So I just followed through and just let it go.
Okay.
I was out.
Right.
If we would have probably made a big scene about that, it would have definitely killed the flow of the game.
Yeah, it didn't really affect anything, so it worked out. But
you only need one distraction.
Yeah.
And everybody loses their concentration.
That is true. That's happened to us a bunch where we get mad about something and it just all goes.
Especially when you're on defense.
Yeah.
It's like you never get out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I left it alone. I won't go say anything.
Yeah. So there was even a point in the game.
You saw that, huh?
Yeah.
What was you on, first base?
I know. I was on the bench.
Okay.
That's why I had that good angle because I'm on the bench right there and I'm watching.
Yeah. You didn't say nothing. I wasn't gonna say nothing.
Well,
normally you would. Hey, that was out.
Well, I didn't say anything because you threw the ball over to first base.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. I didn't throw it in the woods, did I?
No.
Good. That really would have started some controversy. Well, which one do you want?
It must be an all-time record for you for not throwing the
if
ball.
If you caught it, then why would you throw? That would have been the question.
Yeah.
If you caught it, then why did you throw it? So I just caught it and threw it anyway.
Just
you're the only one probably saw it.
Right.
Blue didn't see it. I don't know if he was wearing glasses.
I don't remember.
It just happened so fast.
It happened very fast, yeah. So, okay, well.
It worked out.
Yeah.
Some things you don't have to push the issue. I don't remember who hit the ball.
I'm gonna get there and I'll take a look and see.
Guy or girl, but whoever it was, they must have thought I caught it because they didn't run. Fast.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we had the lead at one point because I don't review any of my inning anymore. It gets too long.
Yeah.
So we go into the fifth inning. Sorry.
That must be the night you edited. That must be the night Big Brothers is on.
No.
You have to be in the front of the team when Big Brothers come on.
Saturday, I didn't work. I was with the kids with their soccer game, so I wasn't going to do anything on Saturday.
Yeah.
And I started doing this yesterday to edit Sunday. And my computer, it says I need to reboot my update my whole system.
Yeah.
It took like 3 hours for it to do that.
Wow.
So I only got halfway done yesterday. But anyway, sorry.
I was surprised that you videotaped, because I didn't find out until today that you actually videotaped it.
Yeah, I just put it up like normal. Yeah,
I didn't pay attention to that.
All right.
I take it a lot of people didn't know you videotaped.
I guess not.
Did anybody ask you? Where's the highlights?
No.
See, we big on that. When you use video, and say, Kevin, especially when you do something right, Kevin, where you put the video up? Where you put the video up?
Yeah.
You know? And sometimes it'll take you until we play on Saturday.
Right.
We don't get up until like Sunday night, Monday.
So, yeah, because of how long it takes.
Kevin, where's the video? So I'm not the only one that didn't know you had the camera up there.
Right.
Yeah. Good.
All right, so fifth inning finishes, and we take the lead. So the game is official at five innings. And we come up to bat, and I am trying everything to like prolong this inning. I'm going to try walking all slow because it's getting dark.
Yeah, it is.
Because if the game is over, I mean, if they call it because it's too dark,
yeah,
we win.
Yeah. And so then, you were procrastinating, huh?
I was procrastinating because okay, well, I'm ahead of myself. So we're in the lead.
Yeah.
Top of the sixth happens.
What was the score?
At that point?
When was in the lead?
When we were in the lead, I guess it would have been 9-7.
So they can call the game during bad weather.
Yeah.
You can't see.
Right, it's too dark, yeah.
The slaughter rule.
Right.
And
that's about it.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah. I guess it was 9-7. Yeah. So we're winning. Top of the sixth happens. They take the lead. This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So now they're winning 10-9.
Yeah.
But if it had got too dark and we didn't finish the sixth inning, then the score would have gone back to the previous inning when we were winning.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Because
it would have been, instead of being our advantage, it would have been our disadvantage.
No. Well, no, it was our disadvantage going into it, but the advantage was that we were winning the previous inning.
Okay, I see. Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, I was trying to let it get dark, and then it just didn't – it stopped getting dark. It just kind of stayed where it was at.
Yeah.
And, of course, we get out 1-2-3, or I think it was something like that. Oh shit! Now we're losing 9-7.
Yeah.
Let's get going.
Yeah.
Let's get going.
Hey, Blue said that. He said, "Let's roll."
Yeah.
Let's roll.
So thank God we got that last inning in there.
Yeah.
We held them to nothing is what I guess what it would be 9-7.
Yeah.
Or sorry, to 10-9, 10 them, 9 us, and.
Didn't you have to correct their score person?
I did.
I remember that.
Yeah,
someone said something.
Someone like, had filled in some bubbles there that weren't filled in correctly.
Yeah.
I went and fixed it. I got the little app now. You know, keep track of scores.
Yeah. Some shenanigans.
Yeah. So, so Bobby leads off bottom seven, base hit, and he hustles to first base. Next player.
Solid, hard base hit.
Apologies as to who it was because I don't remember right now. I haven't usually I do these after I watch the video, so it's fresh in my mind, but I forgot already.
Yeah.
But obviously, it's a woman. It's a hit. Bobby goes to second base and stretches his leg out because he thinks there might be a play. I don't know.
Yeah.
But the play actually goes to first base, and he says he felt something pop.
Yeah.
And, we had to carry him off the field, but he actually moves to third base, and the girl moves to second base.
Yeah, Bobby, we helped you off the field. We didn't carry you off.
Right, just give him an assist.
Yeah, give him an assist.
So we have second and third, no outs, down by one run.
Yeah.
And actually, I think it was Amanda, now that I think about it, because I ran in place of Bobby. I'm pretty sure it was Amanda. Or no. No. It was Kristen. It was Kristen because I remember saying, come on.
Yeah.
But anyway, So the next person up is Brent.
It was Christian because I was on third base coaching, and you said,
I was trying to get her to come.
Right, but you said something about one is a tie, something to win.
Yeah. I'm the tying run. She's the winning run.
Yeah.
So Brent comes up. And so it's second and third base. At that point, I mean, yeah, there's always a possibility that they can get Brent out and then this and that.
Yeah.
But, you know, Brent's a pretty good hitter. All he has to do is hit the ball maybe as hard as he can. And even if they catch it, of course, they'd always hang up and score. So it's pretty sure that we're going to win this game.
Yeah.
But now they're trying whatever, you know, so they want to walk Brent. Here's the rule on that.
Uh-huh.
If you walk the guy, there's no outs. So this, you know, no zero or one out.
Uh-huh.
You walk the guy, he goes to second base.
Uh-huh.
I think they were under the assumption of the old rule where he would go to first base and then the girl gets to choose whether she wants to bat or walk.
Yeah.
Which, what? You know, we're not dumb.
Yeah.
She's just going to walk anyway.
Yeah,
so true. Either way, he's going to wind up on second base.
Yeah.
So a walk still ties the game.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess they didn't want to. They're trying whatever they could. I mean, I get it. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying
whatever. Not only that, they knew their pitcher wasn't doing a good job either.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was pitching some bad balls. Yeah, and actually, that's why I got out twice because I was afraid of striking out.
Yeah.
Because it had been my first at bat, I whiffed at one because that had been so long.
Yeah.
I didn't have the timing down. Yeah. But then he was pitching them all inside. I was like, oh, I suck.
Yeah.
So Brent is at best going to tie the game with a walk. If he gets a hit, that's probably going to win the game.
Yeah.
That's not what happened. He got a hit. I scored, but they got the ball back in time. To hold her at third base.
That's right. Yeah.
I don't remember the next thing. Someone so it's a girl, which I would imagine would have been Allison because she was the one leading off. And I don't know what she did.
I don't remember either.
So I'll go back and look.
Yeah.
And then that leaves Adam as the person who now has a chance to win the game. With a base hit, all you have to do is put the ball on the bat somewhere.
Yeah.
We only got one. I guess we had one out.
We did.
So I guess Allison got out.
And he hits it to the shortstop.
No, he hit it down the third baseline.
Okay, and third base threw him out. Because I had the whole...
No. He didn't get out. He won the game.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Man.
That's what I'm saying, because like he could have also hit the ball as hard as he wanted. And as long as
you're right. I thought he was gonna hit a home run.
And I think he was thinking that too. I think he was just thinking sacrifice fly, hit the ball, and then Christy could just tag up and score.
Yeah.
But no, instead he drives the ball right down the third baseline.
He did.
And
I sent her home.
Yeah. Game over. Uh-huh. The good guys win.
Yeah.
Good win for us. We had been a month since we played, and the last was it four games? We had lost three games in a row. Before this.
We needed that All-Star break.
Yeah, it was a huge All-Star break.
We needed that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been real ugly.
So it's nice to come back and win, come back victory like it had been for the past for the first third of the season.
Because going into that break, Colin was out.
Yeah.
Which still is. Matt Banky, he was hurt. He was on the sideline.
Yep. Adam was out.
Adam was out.
Cut his toe.
Yeah. We forfeited one of those games.
No, I haven't forfeited any of the games yet. Rescheduled.
What was the game? Game going into you? We played and you said, who all's going to be here? This the next game.
Yeah.
And nobody said they was going to be there.
Right.
I think I was.
You were all.
I went out of town.
Yeah, went out of town.
Wasn't nobody there.
Right.
I think we didn't play that game.
Well, it's currently rescheduled.
Well, I'm saying that particular day. You said we're not going to play because nobody's going to be there. So you just made a decision to say, hey, we're not going to play that game.
Yeah.
Now, as far as the makeup, I understand that. But that day of the schedule, I can't remember what day it was.
It was the week.
But we lost that game, and you stood there and you said, hey, who all going to be in the next game?
Yeah.
Was it the 20?
It was the week before Labor Day, so whatever weekend
it was. Because we've been off for 3 weeks in a row.
Yeah, so we played, and then we took that week off because no one was going to be there. And then there was Labor Day.
Yes.
And then it rained.
That's right.
So it had actually been 4 weeks since we had played before.
Yeah, that's right. Yep.
So it was good to come back and play well, get a W.
Everybody looked like they were pretty healthy. And a well-deserved rest. Because before we took that break, man, we were getting our butts.
Well, even me, like, you know, I've been saying how I had the groin problem and I could barely walk.
You still didn't run.
I didn't have to run, but I felt great after the, you know, like, I've been struggling, you know, to limp off the field, but I felt great leaving. So it was good to be back, and now we got a game this Saturday against Columbia Blue. Should be a good contest.
Should be interesting.
It's technically the season finale, but I'm trying to get a makeup game against one of the teams, preferably black, the week of our bye week.
Not take a bye, but just
right. So that, because we've had a long bye, we've had 4 weeks without playing or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. So that'll just get us some momentum for the tournament.
Next game is on the big field, isn't it?
Technically, yes, but I think that the big field is in bad shape, so it might get moved to the little field.
That all depends on the weather leading up to that day.
Yeah, because it's going to rain today. It's going to rain tomorrow. That might just ruin it for the week.
Yeah.
So they would have to move it to the little field.
Yeah. You could tell they did something with the field one. Did you feel that when you were out there?
Well, they didn't cut the grass. I know that.
Well, that's true. And the infield was a little moist.
It was soft because it had rained. Yeah, they tried their best to fix it, but it was soft.
Yeah,
it rained a lot, so
you could tell because it wasn't as hard.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
It was a good starting game for us.
Yeah, it's nice to come back.
Something to hang your head on going to the next game.
Yeah, we're going to build momentum here, hopefully.
Going into
a win here. Hopefully a win on Saturday. And then if we play that one makeup game, it's another win. Just to get some wins back and some momentum so we can have a good tournament.
Well, and not only that, you really could take advantage of it because we're not the only ones that's been off 3 weeks. Everybody's been off for 3 weeks.
Well, no, not everyone canceled that one game.
Huh?
No, we've been off for 3 weeks because we canceled a game.
Oh, yeah, I understand that.
Okay, but yeah.
But during, well, I say two.
Yeah.
Two out of three.
Yeah.
Two out of three.
Yeah.
So this is probably the best time to catch them with their pants down.
Exactly.
You know, get hot at the end. We started off good. I think you kind of jinxed us. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
You had the trophy sitting on your table already.
I did, and I said that at trivia. You don't call the trivia.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
A few weeks ago, I thought we were having the playoffs for our trivia. But apparently the playoffs are a whole different thing another time.
Yeah.
And I was a jerk because we get there. I called ahead because we had a big team set up. I called ahead and said, hey, I need a table for 11. And we get there and we're the only team that hasn't got our table yet. I was mad because you know what? We're going to take a short break for a second, and then we'll come right back, and I'll tell you that story. All right. Sorry about that. You know how things get here at the Lime Green Studios. But anyway, so.
Never a dull moment.
Never a dull moment. We had a visitor. So the story was, because we're talking about me being a jerk, which is a pretty natural thing for me to do. And I was telling a story about how, because you had said that the trophy was already on my table.
Yeah, you already thought.
I don't know the words to the song, but that was your phone ringing. I don't know the words to that song.
Unbelievable.
Anyway.
Yes.
Okay, so the story was, we're doing the playoffs. Well, I thought it was the playoffs, but it wasn't the playoffs. And I was a miserable asshole to everybody because they didn't give us our table. We had to... wait until like just before the thing starts, and we're trying to piece together the table ourselves, and they were giving us some hard ass questions. I'm like, this sucks. We're not going to win the playoffs at all. And it turns out it wasn't even the playoffs. Uh-huh. And I was just, the restaurant put me in a bad mood, but it was the stress of trying to win this thing.
Are we talking about trivia? Or are we talking about
trivia? Football? Trivia. It all goes hand in hand.
Okay. So you were trying to get two championships at the same time.
That's the thing. I was already so obsessed with winning.
Okay.
Because we had gone 3-1 those first four games.
Yeah, we did.
That, like you said, I already had the trophy on my desk.
Yeah.
I was telling everybody that will listen to me.
Yeah.
We're winning this thing. Wrap it up now.
Yeah.
Because we have a good team. And then the injury bug. That's, yeah, it's my fault. Everyone got hurt because of me.
That's not true.
It is true.
No, it's not true.
Because I already counted my chickens before they hatched.
Nah, that's not true. And Kevin, you have no control over what's going to happen on the field. It's nothing wrong with having confidence based off of what you have on the field. But you had no control that we was going to get hurt or some people was going to get hurt. That's okay. It's okay to tell us, okay, we have a good team this year. We're going to win it all. Mm-hmm. That's a motivator.
Yeah.
It's not a jerk. Now, if you told us, man, we got a good team, but we're going to suck like the rest of the years, then that would be a jerk.
Yeah.
So as a coach and as a leader, you say things like that so we could be inspired. But yes, maybe we have – if our coach think we have a chance, then we think we have a chance.
Uh-huh.
But to say, you know, this is the best team I've ever been on other than the past teams, and we had a good team in the past, we ain't win the shit then, how you figure we're going to win it now? So, no, that's not being a jerk. That's just being confident. So we bought into it.
It just
you have no control of what's going to happen on the field.
I super bought into it.
I guess everybody bought into it. Yeah. But nobody knew Banky was going to. And these injuries, sometimes they'll start from one season, go through the whole offseason, you're fine. And soon you get back out on the field, guess what?
The
injury happens, like Bobby.
Me. And Bobby, that's me. That's me.
Yeah.
I haven't heard for the last decade.
And you put a band-aid on and they kept it moving.
Yeah, because I ain't no bitch.
Well, there you go. I mean, we all do that.
Yeah.
I'll never tell you I'm hurting.
So, I apologize to everybody at Trivia. They knew I was under some...
Well, Trivia's a different story.
No, but it's the same people on the team. You know, so I was like,
look... y'all sitting down with y'all Trivia.
That's not the point. The point is, it's still a competition, and we're all part of the same team. And I was like, look, I just became so obsessed with winning at everything that I forgot the whole point is the camaraderie and the friendship that we have, you know, playing trivia and playing softball. And I don't know if you saw me, I had a much different attitude this past week. And we were losing some of the game. And I was, A, happy to be there because we hadn't played in a while.
He was around the guys.
Yeah, I hadn't seen some of you guys in a while. So I just, this past week at trivia, man, I had so much fun because I was a lot looser.
Yeah.
You know, it was no pressure, winning.
So did y'all miss any trivia dates because of the weather?
No. I haven't missed trivia since...
No comparison.
Since May.
No comparison. I done went back there and I done back in the studio and got some something. Anyway, there's no comparison. When y'all done missed not one trivia date since we've been off during the softball stretch. So you still got to be around the crew.
Right, I did.
It's okay to push to win a championship when you're sitting on your ass answering questions. Google should be your best friend.
We can't use
it. Oh, y'all done it before. I'm quite sure somebody have used Google.
What?
Well, okay. You can't use Google playing softball. Wait, Bobby's going to get hurt. Google, is Bobby going to get hurt the next game? Let's see. Is Collins going to be out? What about MB? MB going to be out? You can't use Google. So you're trying to control something physically that you have no control over. So that's not a jinx. That was just confidence. You felt that, hey, guys, we're going to win it all this year. Why not say that? Why go back to the old and say, well, it's nice to be around you guys for a couple months, and we're going to lose like our ass lost for the past couple of years. That's not a builder.
If I don't think we're going to win, why bother playing, right?
My point exactly.
Yeah.
I agree. So you as the leader, we're going to follow who puts what out there for us to sell. If you didn't sell that, that means you don't have confidence, right?
Yeah.
So you put it out. You bought into it. You wanted us to buy into it. And we bought into it. You have no control over the people that got hurt. Now, here's the best part. Maybe those key pieces that got hurt coming back the right time.
Yeah. Matt was out there doing it. Yep.
And the last win was the start. So
right.
One came back. Unfortunate, Bobby went out. Now, Bobby may play, I think the next game, he may play a lighter role.
He's going to play no role next week.
He's not playing at all.
Okay, so...
It's kind of hard to say that from now until Saturday.
Okay, well, I got a message from Bobby this morning. I told you already, but I'll say it out here. He thinks that he might have a chance to come back maybe for the tournament or whatever. This week is pushing it, and I don't want him to play this week either because I don't want him to get more hurt because he's pushing it. But
that all depends on Bobby.
Well, but Friday looked bad. It looked real bad. I mean, we had to carry him off the field. Sorry, help him off the field. Yeah. Sorry, help him off the field. You had to help him take his cleats off.
Yeah.
So it looked bad Friday. I guess Saturday wasn't too good either. But speaking to him today,
the day off and the day after is always the worst.
He said he's moving around a lot better today. I still, I think we both think that pushing it on Saturday is too much. But
I would say this: he's not in the cast.
Yeah.
He's not on painkillers by prescription.
Right.
It all depends on him.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm going to leave it up to him. But
and knowing I know Bobby, Bobby will be there.
He ain't no bitch.
Ah, my point exactly. Now, after you just said all of that, he listened to this, and you said we helped him off the field.
Hell to
take his shoe off. Then you think he's not going to show up the next game? I tell you what, I will show up because I know what. Because
I ain't no bitch.
There you go. All right. That's the spirit.
All right.
So we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
In some team news, I put on Facebook earlier.
Breaking news or just news?
No, it's not news. We're saying we're trying to determine whether we are really going to do pink shirts this year. We've been talking about it for years.
Oh, before you get to that, hold it. Put that back in mind. We're in tournament rule mode.
No, it's one-on-one count.
A lot of people didn't know that. When I first started, y'all didn't tell me that.
No.
I said, Jeremy, why are you still standing there?
The tournament is different. It's different rules.
I understand that, but right now we in what?
It's a 1-1 count.
A lot of people did not know.
I'd said it before the game a couple of times.
Well, some people showed up late.
I did it when everyone was there.
Some people showed up late and didn't hear that.
That's not my fault.
You are the coach.
I mentioned it a few times, and we were on the field first, therefore meaning the other team would have already batted 1-1 count.
And that means the person that showed up late didn't see us in the field first, went up to bat, and didn't know.
Okay. Well, for the next game, and possibly the one after that, if we do have one, we start off with a 1-1 count.
And that means?
You have one ball and one strike already.
Okay.
All right. When we play in the tournament, it's a 2-2 count.
How many foul balls are you allowed to have?
If you foul off on your second strike, that's it. You have one to waste.
Yes. Okay. All right. Yes. For those that didn't know, now.
Yeah, you only foul off one time.
So it's always best to just get up to hit the ball. Right now, you have no time. It's just hit the ball.
Yeah, hit the ball. We're trying to get this game going.
Yeah.
But the tournament is a 2-2 count.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, back to the pink shirts.
Yeah.
We've been talking about it for years. Last year, we weren't in the tournament. And the year before that, the tournament was in September. Or maybe that ended last year. I don't know. Either way. But we finally had the logo.
It was last year, because it was cold last year. That's why we started talking about
it. We weren't in it. We didn't participate in the tournament last year.
Oh, we didn't participate. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So that was the year after.
Yeah.
Of the year before.
So we have the logos. Rather than make Bobby's dad order more logos that have the lime, they would look like Olivia's shirt. I posted a picture on Facebook. I think it looks fine the way it is. Even though the lime is pink, it's still you can still kind of semi-see it. I think it's fine to me. So just get back to me. Let me know if you're interested in getting one of these.
Cost of shirts?
Well, the green versions cost, I think, about $15. Mm-hmm. So I'm expecting something. I mean, we had unique letters for the green shirts, though. They had that bubblegum pink with the black outline and all that stuff. Uh-huh. I don't think we'll get that because he just happened to have those pink letters there. But I would just imagine the symbol and numbers. I don't know if we'll do names. Try to keep the cost low.
Yeah.
But less than 20, I think it's $15 is what it came out to last year or last time. I'll have to see if he can get the same kind of material that our other jerseys are made out of in pink. If not, there'd just be pink T-shirts. Mm-hmm. But
wait a minute, let me ask you this, Kevin. Can't we, because we have everybody was complaining about the black shirts were hot.
Yeah.
All right, so we went to the new thin ones.
The new thin
ones. So during the season, uh-huh, we should wear the thin ones.
The thin material.
And then when we get starting into September, we should wear like maybe the little heavy material.
So it should be t-shirts then, because it's heavier.
I would say.
That makes sense.
Yeah. It is extremely hot wearing the t-shirts.
Right,
but it's a lot cooler with the new ones that we have.
Yeah, it'll be October. Actually, that's probably a pretty good point that maybe they should just be t-shirts.
Yeah.
Okay, well, either way, let me know if you want to do this.
I'll sleeve anyway.
Yeah, either way. I know some people that already told me yes, so we'll get back to that. Anything you want to add about Friday?
We playing Friday?
No, I'm saying this past Friday.
Oh. No.
That's it. Yeah. All right, well, it was another terrible episode. I'm sorry that you listened to this, because we do have listeners for some reason.
We already have listeners?
No, I'm saying that the other episodes, it's got...
We always got listeners. Somebody is going to tune in.
Someone's listening to this crap. Yeah, I don't know. So, all right. Well, then for me and for Jeremy. Okay,
so anything... Also, you said anything extra that we talk about since Friday? No, I mean... Do you have anything?
I don't, because...
How was your performance? Let's go around.
I sucked.
You sucked? What do you mean you sucked?
Well, I got 3 at-bats. I only hit the ball once because I was...
Why is that? Why are you in such a slump? We've been off for 3 weeks.
It wasn't so much a slump as that I swung.
Whatever.
At two very bad balls. I tried to tomahawk chop it. Like, okay, one of them, I came up to bat, and I whiffed on the first pitch.
Yeah.
Because I didn't have the timing down. My next pitch, I swung so fast, but I tipped it. So there's my foul tips. Now I'm down 2 strikes. Oh, crap. I don't want to strike out. But I can't foul out either. And the guy threw, like, way inside. Just tomahawk chopped it, hit to the first base girl, sorry, and got out.
Yeah.
So my next at bat, I was more conscious of his bad pitching. Inside.
So won't you, as a left-handed batter, won't you just step back a couple inches?
I probably should step back a couple inches from the plate. Yeah.
Instead of being down in that little hole.
Yeah, right. Because there's a little hole there. If you notice, there's a hole right there. And but I saw that you were on second base. And I knew if I hit the ball enough, like, we're good, it would die in the outfield, because that was kind of our game plan.
Yeah.
Oh, and I will get back to you in a second.
Stand by. How about this?
So, all right. So, sorry about that. We had I'm at work instead of at home or in my car like I usually do this.
Commercial break. Yeah.
Just real quick.
Pay bills at Subway.
Yeah, Subway. Eat fresh.
Yes.
The official training restaurant of the Baltimore Ravens.
That's right. Yes.
If you go to the Subway now, you will get if you get the Ravens combo meal, they'll donate a whole 50 cents, or maybe it was 10 cents. I don't remember what the sign said.
Something like
that. To feeding the homeless or feeding the hungry.
Yes, and the next game is home, September 23rd versus the Denver Broncos.
No, that just says Denver, because you can't put the Broncos on there because you got to pay them.
The next game is September 23rd versus Denver.
The Denver football team, yeah. The
Denver football team.
Exactly.
Wow.
If you believe any of that crap, we got a cup here. Wait, here it is. Sorry. For every Ravens combo meal purchase, participating Subway restaurants will donate 1 meal to the Maryland Football Bank to help provide food for those in need. Subway will donate up to a total of 142,000 meals. Visit BaltimoreRavens.com for more information. Coca-Cola is a registered trademark of the Coca-Cola Company. All right, that's just ridiculous.
Most of these comments are made on this podcast. It's not all the responsible from Kevin and Jeremy, which is reading what we see.
This went downhill real fast. Anyway, I sucked. Special shout out to Kim for an amazing game she had. I'm so stupid too. I can't believe I went this whole thing. How awesome was it to see Allison again?
Yes. I asked her if she was going to outfield. We said at the same time, where's the sunflower seeds?
Oh man, I'm glad I texted her.
Yes.
Awesome to see Allison back. She's our buddy.
Yeah.
And it was amazing for her to come. What a good time for her to come back too, against her friend Beth, who left us to join that team.
Yes.
So I'm sure that was some little side revenge on her.
And they were picking on you, but you got the last laugh.
Yep. You caught some balls there. Got them.
Got the last laugh.
So, all right. For Kevin.
And Jeremy.
This is us signing out. We'll see you guys on Saturday.
Oh, my.